On Supreme Leader's protege in a runoff presidential election on Friday, July 5th, after the country's Interior Ministry said Saturday that no candidate secured enough votes in the first round of voting. Ahmed Vedidi added that the previous round, candidates will fully comply with all the legal standards and good morals as they witness a second round of voting. Friday's vote came down to a tight race between a low-profile lawmaker, Masoud Pezeshkian, the sole moderate in a field of four candidates, and former Revolutionary Guards member Saeed Jalili. The Interior Ministry said that neither secured the 50% plus one vote of over 25 million ballots that were cast to require them to win outright. Pezeshkian is leading with over 10 million votes ahead of Jalili with over 9.4 million votes. Rescuers were clearing debris Saturday in an attempt to find survivors of a Russian missile attack in Ukraine's Dnipro. A Russian missile strike hit a nine-story residential building in the central Ukrainian city Friday, killing at least four people and injuring 12 others. The city has been regularly targeted by missile and drone strikes since Russia launched its February 2022 invasion. Israel's military released footage on Saturday that said it was showing an airstrike on a building in Lebanon in which it said Hezbollah operatives had been identified. Hezbollah and Israel have exchanged nearly daily cross-border strikes since the Israel-Hamas war began in October of 2023. For additional stories throughout the day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. An attacker who fired a crossbow at a police officer guarding the Israeli embassy in Belgrade was shot and killed Saturday in what Interior Ministry Ivica Dacic called a terrorist attack on Serbia. Local media reports the policeman is in life-threatening condition and undergoing surgery. Dacic said the police officer was hit in the neck with an arrow or crossbow bolt and fired several shots at the attacker, killing him. A divided France is bracing Saturday for high-stakes parliamentary elections that could see the anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic party of Marine Le Pen sweep to power. Patrick Wheel is a historian and visiting professor at the Yale Law School.
It will have an impact on the relation with Russia and our involvement on the war in Ukraine. It will have an impact on the development of the European Union.
Voting has already begun in overseas territories, with voting taking place in France Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed some concerns Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance the night before. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the presidential race. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
As one observer put it, there's despair in the air for Democratic voters, independents, and anti-Trump voters who want to support President Biden but are distressed by his debate stumbles. Some Michigan voters have weighed in on their thoughts after the presidential debate.
He was having a hard time finishing his sentences and losing his train of thought.
You have one that lies and you had one that could barely even bring a whole coherent sentence together. And I think that we're in a really bad place when it comes to our presidential options.
Some Democratic leaders privately called for Biden to step aside, but Maryland Governor Wes Moore remains a supporter.
It's really important that people focus on presidential performance.
Biden appeared much stronger at a North Carolina rally Friday.
With all my heart and soul, I can do this job.
But Republican Donald Trump will continue using the debate in his campaign appearances.
The most incompetent president in the history of our country.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN political chief, who will chair the first meeting between Afghanistan's Taliban rulers and the envoys from about 25 countries, says that women's rights will be raised at every session. However, the Taliban has countered, saying that no internal issues will be discussed at the meeting in Doha, Qatar, beginning on Sunday. And in the T20 World Cup finals, India batted first, and South Africa is currently chasing a score of 177 with 81 for 3 after 10 overs. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.